Movie theaters in the hugely important market of New York City are finally reopening, and across the country, all of Hollywood is watching to see what happens. How ready are people to leave the safety of our couches in the coming days and months? How much does the entire movie business stand to change as studios and fans have gotten used to having new movies on streaming platforms? NPR's Ryan Kailath reports.
One of the last big movies in theaters, a year ago, before the shutdowns, was Parasite. Maybe you saw it. Box office smash swept the Oscars. First non-English film to win Best Picture. Well, months before all of that, Parasite opened in just three theaters, including the five-screen IFC Center in Manhattan's Greenwich Village.
It opened here on four screens, and if I had had 10 screens, I would have sold them all out.
John Vanko runs the place.
It set record after record. It was our biggest movie ever, had our biggest day ever, our biggest weekend ever. We sold out morning matinees on weekdays. We turned away thousands of people.
Parasite opened well at its two other locations in Los Angeles, and all that buzz gave the movie a head start into mainstream success.
That all starts in New York and L.A., and so I feel bad for all these films that didn't have that chance in the last year.
New York City and L.A. are the two biggest movie markets in the country. Together, they represent up to 15% of domestic box office. But even more important,
New York is where the press is, and Los Angeles is where the studios are. So the studios want to be able to have those major sort of taste-making markets open.
Other cities have been open for months, says Patrick Corcoran of the National Association of Theater Owners. Chicago, Dallas, Phoenix, Philadelphia. But without the marketing and box office push from New York and LA, he says, those cities have almost nothing to play. Other countries are missing out on American movies because these two cities have stayed dark.
It's entirely because of New York and LA being closed that other major markets simply don't have major movies to play.
Hollywood has completely changed its business model in the past year, releasing new movies straight to streaming. Corcoran says that wouldn't have happened to the same extent if New York and LA had opened earlier. In the midst of all this, New York is finally reopening at 25% capacity. With new films, though not the big blockbusters yet. At the IFC Center, staff are running over each other to install hand sanitizers, clean out dusty cash registers, and find all the missing letters for their marquee.
Sorry.
John Vanko knows he can't survive at 25%. A number of theaters here are staying dark, but he feels a responsibility to the audience and the industry.
This is a place where people really take their cinema going seriously, and there's a backlog of an awful lot of good movies that didn't have a shot at New York audiences.
In a world where all movies go straight to streaming, says Patrick Corcoran, the outstanding ones, like Parasite, can get lost in the shuffle. Just another piece of content on your menu screen.
If it's good enough to be in a movie theater, you have to pay attention. Whereas you put on your streaming platform and you spend half an hour going through the screen going, what do I want to watch?
As theaters in New York and eventually LA reopen, all eyes in the industry are watching to find out whether film fans are watching too. Ryan Kailath, NPR News, New York.